Hello everyone, and welcome to our school podcast. I am Tiffany, and today we're going to be talking about something really special, gratitude.
That's right, gratitude means being thankful for what we have, the people around us, and even little things that make each day beautiful. My name is Riona.
We've got four wonderful friends here with us today to help us explore gratitude through our Catholic social teachings. Those are the ways the Church helps us to live kindly, justly, and with love.
Let's welcome Ottilie, Isaac, and Connor.
Let's start with the first teaching, care for creation. God gave us this beautiful world and we should be grateful for it every single day.
I'm really thankful for nature, especially now in autumn. The leaves are changing colours and it looks like the whole world is painted in red, orange and gold.
Yes, I love watching the snow and changing those leaves and remember me that God creation is full of beautiful and change.
That's lovely. When we're thankful for creation, we also want to take care of it.
Exactly. Gratitude makes us protect what we love. We can pick up litter, recycle, and not waste water. Small things show us from God's world.
Our next teaching is solidarity. That means standing together and caring for everyone, not just ourselves.
When I think about solidarity, I feel grateful for my friends. They help me when I'm sad or stuck on something in class.
When we help each other, we are all a big part of family.
And when we help each other, we make our school's community stronger.
Yes, the common good means we all work together so that everyone can have what they need. Food, love, learning and friendship.
Gratitude helps us notice what others need and inspire us to share what we have.
Let's talk about human dignity now.
The next teaching reminds us that every person is special and made in God's image.
I'm thankful we all have different gifts, like singing, drawing, or making people laugh.
And when we show respect and kindness, we're saying thank you to God for making everyone so wonderfully.
That's a beautiful way to show gratitude, by treating others with dignity and respect.
Another Catholic social teaching is about family and community.
I'm thankful for my family. They love me, feed me, and help me when I'm worried.
I'm thankful for my school.
When we feel grateful for our families and communities, we also try to give back, maybe by helping at home or saying thank you to our teachers.
Sometimes we forget that not everyone has as much as we do. Gratitude can help us notice that.
Yes, when we are thankful for our families and communities, we also try to give back, maybe by helping at home or saying thank you to our teachers. When we're thankful for our food, clothes and homes, we can also think of how we can help others who don't have enough as much.
We come to donate to charity, bring food, prayer for those in need.
That's right. Being thankful means sharing what we have, just as Jesus taught us.
Let's not forget about workers' rights. We can be thankful for the people who work hard every day. Teachers, cleaners, bus drivers, shopkeepers.
Yes, they make our lives easier and they deserve respect and fair treatment.
We say thank you to the people who help us.
When we say thank you to people who help us, we show gratitude for their work and effort. So today, we've learned that gratitude isn't just about saying thank you. It's about living thankfully.
When we care for creation, share with others, and respect everyone, we are showing our gratitude to God.
Gratitude helps us see the good in every day.
It reminds us about Jesus.
Let's remember to be thankful for our school, our faith, and all the blessings we share.
Thank you for listening. Keep your hearts thankful and your smiles bright.